A deeper consecration. Last night, I seemed to be in a meeting where there were present leading men who were asking questions concerning the sanitarium work, and I had many things to say to them regarding the sacredness of this work. I told them that the Lord desired us to consecrate ourselves unreservedly to Him, and that in this work everything like lightness and trifling was out of place, because we are preparing for the serious events that will come in the future. I was deeply in earnest in telling them that they were to take their position decidedly to maintain a high standard as men and women who are preparing for victory. In the future, many trying experiences will arise, and we must be ready to meet them. I told them that the enemy would seek to introduce a cheap experience among the leading workers in our sanitariums, but that the Lord would greatly help all who will depend upon God to work with them. If we will take our position firmly for the right, there will be a mold placed upon this sanitarium that it is according to the divine plan, a mold that will be seen in every leader, every physician, and every minister connected with the institution. The men who are holding important positions must bear in mind that there will come here those who know little of our experience as a people, and it is important that they should be favorably impressed with what they see and hear. It means much if the impressions made upon patients and carried by them to other places are of a character to build up and strengthen our work. If this is to be accomplished, those who bear responsibilities here must, in character and deportment, properly represent the solemn, sacred work with which they are connected. All should realize that the work must stand on a higher plane. Let no cheapness in conversation be indulged in, but let all realize that God requires solemnity in all who stand in this work. This is a testimony similar to that I have borne in many places, where carelessness in words and spirit have been manifest, revealing a low spiritual standard. God wants to work through ministers, through physicians, and through all connected with sanitarium work. And there will be a great work done here when all cheapness and frivolity are put away. In a marvelous way, God has worked to give us this and other similar institutions. But it is represented to me that these institutions are not reaching the high standard that God requires them to reach. The workers cannot attain this of themselves, but God can give them the right mold of character if they feel the necessity of looking to Him and holding fast to His promises. The message borne to us by the Apostle Peter is, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our sanitarium workers are required of God to stand on higher ground. They need to cultivate kindness and tenderness of heart. They need a strong determination and faith in Christ. This it is their privilege to have, and this is their eternal safety. The promise to them is, if ye do these things, ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These words were repeated 3 times. It is your eternal life insurance policy. If the workers will take hold of the faith of Christ, and in humbleness of mind seek daily to bring into the life, into the words and actions, the sanctification imparted by the Spirit of God, they shall never fall. And this experience manifested in the life of the workers will make upon the minds of those who come into the institution impressions for good, which will be carried away with them. The light of heaven will come in, and it will shine into the hearts and minds of unbelievers, making impressions that will be a lasting influence for good in their lives. In many places where I go to visit our health institutions, this instruction is repeated to me, because our workers need to climb higher. We are satisfied with too low a standard in spiritual things. We must learn to work away from this low standard. The promise is, if ye do these things, if you work on the plan of adding grace to grace, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord. The workers need to encourage the presence of the Spirit of God in their hearts and minds. Then he will be manifest in the speech. Then the angels of God can connect with them, and lasting impressions for good will be made. It is impossible for the human agent, unaided, to make the desired impression. But Christ will do this. He will work with those who work with him.
The company to whom I was talking last night was larger than this one. In my words to them, I sought to impress them with the truth that the Lord will give his help to all who will consecrate themselves to him. I told them of the plan of addition, by which, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, the children of God will grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. If we will faithfully follow this plan, the angels of heaven will draw near and will sanction our efforts. The words of every worker connected with the Paradise Valley Sanitarium should be such that the Spirit of God can impress them upon human minds, their works such that the light of heaven will be reflected in their efforts. Then, when these workers go to other institutions, whether for service or only for a visit, they will be ready to speak helpful words to those whom they meet. Constantly, they will bring into their speech the strengthening power of the Holy Spirit, and, working on the plan of addition, will add to faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. If these things be in you and abound, the apostle declares, they make you that ye shall be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have little time left in which to perfect the character that God is looking for in his people. Let us make the very best use of our opportunities and capabilities. Let us pledge before God and before our brethren that we will be faithful in the use of our opportunities to do good, and in the use of our words, that the Holy Spirit may work through us to make right impressions upon human minds. God will help all who will make an effort to purify themselves through obedience to the truth. At every institution where I go, I testify that the Lord would have his workers reach a higher standard. It is his will that the Holy Spirit should indite our words and give us speech that will impress hearts with the truth of God. It should be our aim to help all within our reach who need help. There are many in our sanitarium who have never enjoyed the privilege that the helpers have had. Let all see that you are attaining to a high standard of Christian experience. Let them see that you refuse to indulge in careless and trifling words. The sick are here. Pray for them. God can do great things for the sick, believers and unbelievers, through the ministry and prayers of consecrated helpers. What we need in our institutions is deeper consecration, a determination to choose always the upward path. God has brought into our lives rich experiences, and he wants us continually to gain precious victories. We must work in harmony with the Spirit of God. It is our privilege to stand as the angel represented to me, on a higher platform, by the power of the Holy Spirit lifting ourselves up unto God. It is the privilege of the physicians and nurses and the workers in every department to make impressions of a spiritual nature on the minds and hearts of those to whom they are called to minister. The men and women who care for the sick in our institutions need to keep their minds pure and uplifted. My brethren and sisters, I believe that you will grasp the promises of God, and that you will be able to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The angels of God will surely work in every institution where there is an earnest resolve on the part of the workers to grow in grace and in the knowledge of God. This determination will bring overcoming power, whatever may be your temperament. And as you seek to walk in the way of the Lord, that your influence on other lives may be uplifting, the Holy Spirit in your own life will make you the most blessed of mortals. This is all that I need to say to you now. We have a good place here. The Lord brought it into our hands. Let us regard it as a gift that is to be used to the very best account. If we do this, the Spirit of God will work with us, and we shall receive more and more light as we follow on to know the Lord, whose going forth is prepared as the morning. You have seen the going forth of the sun in the early morning. Its light grows a little stronger, a little brighter in the heavens, until there is seen the full light of day. So your experience is to grow. Then the visitors and patients who come to this institution will see that the Spirit of God is indicting your words and actions, and an excellent work will be done for God.
I cannot at this time give you all the instruction that I received last night, but I will try to write in regard to it later. Once more, I would say to you, make every possible effort to overcome those defects of character that prevent you from reaching the highest standard. Seek for the cooperation of the Spirit of God in your lives, that right impressions may be made on those not of our faith. Let the grace of God come into your hearts, that you may have the help of a power above yourselves. Thus you will be fitting yourselves for the future immortal life. The Lord will surely work with all who will work with Him, and who will daily seek to exert an influence that will lead souls to Christ. Ellen G. White.